It's time to breathe easier this allergy season with Breathe Right Nasal Strips. With instant nasal congestion relief for up to 12 hours, you can spend your time on your terms, not on your noses. Stuffy nose from outdoor allergens? No problem. We got you. Allergy season just turned into stripping season. Instant relief from nasal congestion anytime, anywhere. Need more convincing? Click the banner below and get a free sample. Breathe Right. Get your strip on. Use as directed.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Get Fit Guy's quick and dirty tips to get moving and shape up. My name is Brock Armstrong, and I'm the Get Fit Guy. I know, there is an older Get Fit Guy episode and article on whether you should really self-quantify, which mentioned the value of sometimes simply unplugging and ignoring the dizzying and often enjoyment-minimizing host of self-quantifications, calorie counting and step counting wristbands, wearables, technologies, and other such devices out there. At the same time, I've also been known to wear an Apple Watch, and I have used and written about a device called a Whoop that tracks a fair share of self-quantification variables, including sleep, heart rate, distance, speed, heart rate variability, and more. One of the easiest numbers I've been tracking is, as boring as it may sound, the number of steps that I take each day. So, what have I learned by counting steps, and how many steps have I actually been striving to take each day? Well, you're about to find out. But let's start with a quick history lesson first. As I mentioned in my article about whether 10,000 really is a magical number of steps, while manufacturers of fitness trackers such as Fitbit and Garmin might very well be responsible for the current 10,000 step fixation, the hype actually started in Japan back in 1965. That's when a pedometer invented by Dr. Yoshiro Hatano, who worked for a company called Yamesa, named his new device Manpo-Kei, which translates to 10,000 step meter in English. Now, before I throw poor Dr. Hatano under the bus, let me say this. I'm sure he wasn't trying to perpetuate the greatest hoax ever pulled on the fitness community. He was simply trying to come up with a name for his device that would stick, and he really did succeed. You know, legend has it that this magic number was specifically selected after research revealed that men who burn at least 2,000 calories per week by exercising have a lower risk of cardiovascular disease. Now, 2,000 calories per week breaks down to approximately 300 calories per day, which most people can achieve by taking, yep, you guessed it, 10,000 steps per day. That's about 5 miles or 8 kilometers. Now, since that initial research, there have been plenty of other studies showing that 10,000 steps per day can help your health. There are actually over 300 peer-reviewed articles with a focus on that 10,000 steps per day protocol. And aside from that, walking for general health has been studied thoroughly. And here are a few of my favorite highlights. Number one, healthy adult males who walk briskly experience lower resting blood pressure and postprandial triglycerides. Number two, kids who walk to school are fitter overall than their peers who do not. Number three, walking improves longevity in women over 70. Number four, older healthy adults who walk briskly live longer than those who don't. Number five, regular walking improves working memory in older adults. And number six, walking programs improve cognitive ability in Alzheimer's patients. Now, you might be saying or thinking, Brock, if you wanted to get more steps in your day, why not just run instead? Well, walking has the added benefit of having a lower risk of injury than higher impact activities like running. Plus, you can walk all year long in all kinds of conditions and weather. And trust me, I live in the Great White North. I know. So, how many steps per day did I take? Well, because I use a standing workstation, I constantly partake in what I like to call movement snacks throughout the day, and I usually dedicate at least 30 minutes per day, usually more, to exercise specifically, and I've personally found that 10,000 steps per day is actually a little too easy for me, not to brag or anything, but I am quite a good and avid walker. I've even taken an online walking class to get better at it, so yeah. At the same time, I really have to work quite hard and be moving nearly the entire day at a veritable trot to reach 20,000 steps per day. I mean, that's over 10 miles or 16 kilometers. So, through a combination of pure self-experimentation and natural daily movement patterns, I've discovered that about 15,000 steps per day seems to be a sweet spot for me. And along the way, I've learned 4 valuable lessons.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Save big money at Menards. Keep your lawn looking its best with Menards' premium 4-part fertilizer program. Each step is tailor-made for the health of your lawn. Get started this spring with a bag of crabgrass preventer with lawn food. Apply just once early in the spring to feed your lawn for over 2 months. Pick it up in our garden center today and check out Menards.com for more hot deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Okay, here we go with the 4 lessons that I've learned from walking 15,000 steps per day. Number 1, walking counts as meditation. Meditation and breathwork are currently trendy fitness crazes that I enjoy, but I often find that I simply don't have time, or the desire to make time, to squeeze in 20 to 30 minutes of silent meditation. However, I can turn walking into a form of moving meditation by taking a 20 to 30 minute walk each day in which I engage in box breathing. And it's simple, it's relaxing, and it gives me a feeling just like all those other forms of sedentary or sitting meditations that I've done. Now, here's how it works. Number 1, breathe in for 4 steps. Number 2, hold your inhaled breath lightly for the next 4 steps. Then number 3, breathe out slowly for the next 4 steps. Then finally, hold your exhaled breath lightly for the next 4 steps. And that's it. As you can imagine, you can simply visualize breathing up the side of a box, across the top of that box, down the other side of the box, and across the bottom of the box. Hence, box breathing. Now, the second thing I learned from walking 15,000 steps per day is that every little movement counts. As I discussed in a podcast episode about the easiest way to get fit, general movement throughout the day adds up and can be quite significant. On a normal day, when I'm at home in my home office, where I'm following all of the grease the groove rules, such as 50 jumping jacks for every hour that I sit, or doing 5 pull-ups every time I pass the pull-up bar that I have in my doorway, or use a dynamic work environment, or pacing when I chat on the phone, or doing 20 air squats every time I use the bathroom, and so on, I have found that I can far more easily achieve that 15,000 steps per day with these little moves thrown in every day. And the third thing I learned from taking 15,000 steps per day is that it's better barefoot. Now, this may seem like a counterintuitive one, but I have found that when I'm on my feet all day, standing, walking, moving, pacing, and squatting, etc., and also doing moving meditation walks, I tend to get a sore and tight feeling in my feet. I also get quite a bit of blood pooling in my feet, my calves, and my lower extremities. Now, because of this, I find that my feet fare a lot better when I'm not wearing restrictive or controlling shoes. Think of it this way. 25% of the number of bones and muscles and ligaments in your body are from the ankle down, and if they are not allowed to do their job because they're being propped up or otherwise restricted by tight and inflexible shoes, well, that can lead to issues. And when I can't be barefoot for safety reasons, as the founder of the Vivo Barefoot Shoes advised me in a podcast interview, and I'll link to that in the show notes, I just wear shoes that are WTF, wide, thin, and flat. So, if you plan on having lofty step goals, use Better Living Through Science and invest in good WTF shoes and look after your lower extremities, which, incidentally, will also lower your risk of back, neck, and hip pain. So, win-win. And the fourth thing I learned while walking 15,000 steps per day is that you can multitask. Walking is the perfect time to make some phone calls, dictate ideas into your phone, solve big problems, and a whole lot more. During my 15,000 step experiment, I called my mom way more often than I have in, well, the last few years, and I'm so happy that I did. But you don't have to just call a loved one. I also sent brainstorming voicemails to my way less business partner, Monica Reinagel, who you might know as the nutrition diva. And I worked through some business ideas with my successfulest friend, Dean Dwyer. I also dictated, using my phone's voice-to-text feature, general outlines of the last few episodes of this podcast. Of course, walking is also a great time to run errands, pick up groceries, drop things off for friends or the post office. You get the idea. Basically, instead of taking time out of your busy day to go for a walk, I use that walking time to get stuff done. Now, here's a piece of advice. Start at your own pace and your own distance and only walk in manageable increments. Even if that's only for a few minutes a few times a day, you can gradually increase both the length and intensity or speed of your walking over time as you develop the stamina. And remember that even a little walking is beneficial. You don't have to do 15,000 steps per day. So no more excuses. Go for a walk already. All right, that's it for this week, but before I let you go, I want to remind you that I have a weekly newsletter that will keep you up to date on all the latest episodes and anything extra like videos or blog posts that I'm doing as well. So you can subscribe to that by going to quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. And there you'll also have the ability to sign up for all of the Quick and Dirty Tips newsletters. Newsletters from Grammar Girl, Money Girl, Nutrition Diva, Savvy Psychologist, Modern Mentor, and the list goes on. So once again, that's quickanddirtytips.com/newsletters. All right. My name is Brock Armstrong. I'm the Get Fit Guy. Asking you, what are you waiting for? Get out there and log some steps.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers. But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.